just want to hear what your experience in Oaxaca was. What were your expectations when we went there? Was it different? Did it turn out different than what you had expected?
It's always so much better than I expect, but such a blessing in my life to be able to be there and work with the women and eat the food.
Definitely.
Well, I was the only one of us that hadn't been before, and so I had very little expectations. I had no idea what it really even was going to be about. I even said that in one of our first meetings. It was just like, I have no expectations. Not that there was anything, but just like this freedom of like, whatever God does here, it's going to be awesome. And then I was surprised at some of the things that did stand out that I just wasn't expecting.
I don't necessarily know that I had an expectation, because I, like you, try to go without an expectation of sorts. But what I, year over year, what I have experienced and seen is the increasing trust of the women in Oaxaca that trust the ministry of Hidasol and even Amonacer, and just the year over year time of building that relationship and investing in that, in the people that are there day in and day out, investing in them, that I think ultimately impacts the impact of their ministry. And so seeing that year over year is what I've really enjoyed being a part of. Yeah, that growth.
It's grown every year. And, you know, I guess I don't have any different expectations, but I did see the women are so much more trusting. We had more women coming because they trust the women that are there. And so it was such a... so beautiful to see the work that the women that are there, the volunteers, do all the time. And then we just get to come in and, you know, spend a joyful few days with them. Mm-hmm. But they trust us because they trust those ladies that come day in and day out, week in and week out with them.
It's always so amazing to go down there. It's not that you forget how powerful it is, I mean, because, you know, experiencing the power of God is not something you forget, but it's just a renewed awe when you walk down there and you see the darkness and you walk to the, you know, to the drop-in center and see the bolted doors and, you know, opening everything and just feel the oppression. But then when you get to look in their eyes and you get to sit down and share a meal, and it was the 7-year anniversary. And so, we had a, you know, a cake, and Krista, the girls do not like to be in pictures, understandably so. And Krista brought the cake out, and we had 24 girls visit us that day, for the King's meal, which was double what we had the first year. She brought the cake out and said, I brought a cake because it's our 7-year to the day anniversary of opening the drop-in center. Does anyone want to be in our picture? And every girl stood up and got in this picture with Krista. And it was just a really powerful, exciting moment that they are invested in what we're doing down there, and what Krista and her team is doing down there. Even though they don't even quite understand why, they know that there's freedom in that place. They know there's joy in that place. And it's just so beautiful to see.
One of the experiences that I love the most in year over year that we've gotten to do is washing the women's feet. Mm-hmm. And so that has been something so special. And I don't even know if they necessarily realize the weight of that, but what it means to me to get to wash their feet is something incredibly powerful. And so the last 2 years, getting to do the medical day there, and knowing that they're being cared for in such a gentle, respectful way, and obviously I'm not bringing any medical experience to that day, but to get to wash their feet is something really powerful and meaningful to me. And so I cherish that every year.
And the connections that have come out of that, we've had people come to know the Lord out of the medical day that we've done, just because of her team and the follow-up care that's there. Last year afterwards, there was one in particular that came to receive Christ because she was cared for.
I love the joy that shows in their faces when they get treated that way. You know, the love from the from the meal, the mm-hmm. love from the washing of the feet, and even the day that we did crafts with them. You know, we had, I think, 9 women who stayed like an hour and a half with us to do crafts. And it was, they were not out on the street under the oppression. They were alive and yes. joyful and laughing and, you know, talking with us. The other thing that always really hits me is that with the other volunteers, that we're all believers in the same God and yeah. we're all praising the same God, but we're praising in different languages and but we're members of the same body and yeah. we're praising the same God and sharing the same God with these ladies on the street as well as the ones in the monastery.
So the name of the ministry is Girasol, which means sunflower. This location that they have is set right in the middle of the street where prostitution is happening. It's literally across, like a hotel is straight across. And so there are girls lining the street. Not exactly what you would think, not something from a movie. It's like your cousin, your sister, like it just...
Grandma.
Yeah, even grandma, yes. Just women who are there and you know why they're there. But they're sweet faces. They're just young girls. A lot of them the same age as my girls at home, teenage girls. But they have a location right there. So us getting to go for the week provided space for us to do special ministry. Like we celebrated the seven-year anniversary by hosting a lunch. And so we literally just went out with invitations and half of us don't speak Spanish. And so we had a translator who would go out and guide half of the team. And we would just take these little notes to anybody that we would see and invite them, hey, come to lunch. And they come dressed just like they were standing on the street. They come inside that yes. same
They're
way.
Literally just taking a break, stepping right. in off the street, having a meal and stepping out. Back into work.
Right. My favorite parts about the trip is getting to love on the volunteers in very intentional ways and pray over them. And even this year we got to wash their feet that are out there day in and day out and loving on the women. But like it's already been said of just that shared relationship with the Lord and prayers, like I know that it brought encouragement to some of the volunteers to hear us pray the same things that they've been praying over long periods of time, and then getting to be a part of the week and experience that, like you've already said, the momentum that comes from that of just their love and passion for what they're doing and how they're serving being revived because mm-hmm. of this shared experience and this joint effort mm-hmm. and being reminded that they're not alone in it. Yeah. And that when we come back here, we're still continuing mm-hmm. that prayer and that support, you know, from a distance, but through prayer. And I think that's really important too, is just it's not praying for no-named people. It's praying for very specific yeah. people, right. for very specific outcomes, right. for God to do in their lives, and that is a joy to be a part of.
Yeah.
Mm. And I've loved that they've continued to include us in prayer requests. There's been a lot of difficulty since we left mm-hmm. with different people and with different circumstances, and being able to be part of the prayer team for that yeah. and continuing to keep up with it has been a blessing, mm-hmm. a real blessing, because again, as Heather said, you know those people yeah. and you care about them, you love them, yeah. they're part of us now, and yeah. So a monastery is the ministry where we go in, any women who come out of the prostitution industry, they are offered an opportunity to be able to get paid, to learn how to make jewelry. They're taught how to do the jewelry. They get taught the Jobs for Life program, which is job training. And then they get Christian discipleship as well. And it gives them an opportunity for a year to be paid and taken out completely out of that lifestyle to a whole different part of the city. And hopefully make a huge change in their lives. Those girls, also any women who are just at risk, yeah, for going into that lifestyle, which is like 80% of the community, they say, due to having children and no husband, or due to poverty, or whatever the circumstance is. It's very high risk area. And so any girls that come and want to do this, they can also, if you know, if they qualify, become part of a Montessori. And it's a beautiful ministry as well. And it, all of it is just so exciting that we look forward to going back. I look forward to going back every year. I've already been asking Teresa, are we going to go in 6 months now instead of a year? So it has captured my heart.
It feels like home.
Yes. Yeah.